Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
You're listening to the Dana and Parks podcast on KMBZ.
Sounds a whole lot like Nirvana.
Sounds a whole lot like Scott's not here.
Scott is not here today. Welcome to Dana and Parks. I am low today.
Because how are you feeling?
I am still sick, but we are going to get through this together, and we might have, you know, Dan might float in if my voice.
Are you hopped in on cold medicine? Yeah, I hopped up on cold medicine.
I took three Dayquil today, so that's going to be interesting, and I'm drinking a Starbucks, so. Do those collide? I think they do. The caffeine and the Dayquil. So welcome to...
I like to take Dayquil and NyQuil.
Yeah, don't do that.
And then let them fight it out.
Don't do that. But welcome to Dana and Parks. I have been looking forward to this hour for a very long time. In fact, this hour was supposed to happen on Monday, and I was sick on Monday. And so I am very, very excited to welcome Mindy Corporon into our studio today. And you have probably seen the news coverage all week. This is one of my, can I call it one of my favorite weeks?
Yes, you can.
Can we get her mic, Rod? Sorry. There we go.
Yes, you can.
Okay.
Dana, you can call. Yes, it's one of my favorite weeks. It helps me heal. So it's a favorite week.
It's love and peace and understanding. And all of those things were born out of a horrifying tragedy 5 years ago. And I will always remember that day. I was out of town. It was my birthday. Mm-hmm. And so every year around my birthday, we have the 7 days events here in Kansas City. And if you are new to the city or you're just now joining us, we're going to explain what all of this is about. But I think it's something that is wonderful and a healing thing for our community. And I'm so thrilled that I'm here this year because the walk is Monday. And I will be there with bells and whistles on, and I cannot wait.
That's exciting. We're glad you're here. We're very glad you're here.
Cannot wait. So kind of remind everyone, this is year five, and there have been events, again, like I said, all week. People have probably seen this on the news. Everyone's wearing their love T-shirts and their kindness T-shirts. Remind everyone why this all started and why we are at the point where we are today.
Mm-hmm. On April 13th, 2014, a self-proclaimed white supremacist showed up at the Jewish Community Center, unfortunately at the same time that my dad and 14-year-old son were there. And the white supremacist, the shooter, as we refer to him, had premeditated the plan to kill Jews. He wanted to kill Jews, and he had planned to do it that day. He knew there were events going on at the community center that day, so he was there, and my dad and my son, Reet, who was 14, my dad was 69 and a practicing physician, and they pulled in, and when he saw them, he ambushed my dad. My dad had just gotten out of the truck, and he shot my dad, and my dad died instantly, and then he turned the gun on Reet and shot Reet, and Reet lost his life about an hour later completely. He was unconscious from the time he was shot, so people have told me that he did not feel anything. And then the shooter shot at other people, shot up the facility, drove to Village Shalom, and murdered then Terry Lamano. And Dr. Jim Lamano is local, and he's a dentist in town. So that's what happened. And right after that, we created the Faith Always Wins Foundation. And in 2014, and then in 2015, when we hosted our first event, we called it 7 Days Make a Ripple Change the World. And this year is our fifth event, and it is all about kindness and helping people understand faiths so that there is less fear. We want people to be more kind and respectful so that there is less fear, because when people, he was so fearful of Jews, he felt like he needed to murder them. And unfortunately, that is still going on. And so that's what 7 Days hopes to help people stop.
I will remind everyone, and then I'm done talking about the shooter, but there happened to be no people of the Jewish faith killed that day. All three were Christian. And one of the things that you, through this foundation, have tried to educate people about, and you've done such a wonderful job educating people about, there are different faiths all around us. You know, where you worship, certainly, where you work, in your neighborhood, and that we should not be afraid of what we don't understand. And I have seen you in a Hindu temple. I've seen you with imams. And you've opened this dialogue between people of different faiths. And what have you learned now that you know so many things about all of these different people's beliefs?
I have learned from every faith that I've touched that all faiths are born from love. All faiths share love. And all faiths share love thy neighbor and take care of one another. I didn't know that the Jewish or the Islamic faith or the Hindu faith, you know, believed in that. I didn't know what any of them believed until after the shooting. And I started immersing myself into Judaism first. And then, like you said, after that, I've learned about Islam and I've learned about Hinduism. And I'm not at all a scholar. I'm just enough to, you know, be a little scary, but to open the door to conversation and to allow people to have that dialogue.
And all roads lead to love.
All roads lead to love. All of the faiths believe in love. And when they start talking about love, they start repeating what the other person's going to say, because they go, well, you just said what I was going to say in Judaism, or you just said what I was going to say from the Islam, from Quran. And I should say Quran. It's the Quran. I use the hard Q and it's a soft Q. It's the Quran. And so I'm still learning all the time. I've learned, you know, what to wear and what not to wear, but I've also learned to ask for forgiveness and say, I'm not sure what I'm supposed to wear, or I'm not sure, am I supposed to shake your hand or not shake your hand? And so I'll just ask questions. And that's been very helpful to help me learn.
Well, because 6 years ago, you were a mom, you were a daughter, you had never probably walked into a Hindu temple or...
Had not been in a Hindu temple.
Right.
Had not been in a mosque. I had been in a synagogue. I think just once, but I had not specifically attended a Shabbat service, a Yom Kippur, or a Rosh Hashanah service, which I have now attended all of those. Mm. And even a couple of Fridays ago, I was here in Kansas City, and I was by myself on that Friday, and I was feeling sad and lonely, and I thought, maybe I should go to Shabbat. I mean, that never would have entered my mind, but I thought, maybe I should go to Shabbat. And I ended up not going, but I thought of it.
Yeah.
I literally thought, hey, I could go to any synagogue right now and get into a worship service. And so I feel comfortable enough to think that. And anyway, but that's just where my path has led me.
So for anyone listening who's thinking, well, that seems crazy. Like, I don't, what would I do? I've never walked into a Catholic church or a synagogue you can do these things. You can grow and understand these beliefs. And it's not some scary, daunting thing. You have been welcomed with open arms.
Yes. I mean, we're human first. We're human first. And as humans, we want to feel valued. We want people to feel value to us. We want people to love us, and we want to give love. We are not born to hate. We're actually born to be taken care of. We're babies. We're born to be nurtured and taken care of. And even as adults, we learn that we do like to be taken care of, and we do like to offer kindness and goodness to others, and that nurtures us on both ends, the giving and the receiving.
So when we come back, and I know I'm going to give out the phone number because I know people are going to have questions about everything going on this week, or if you'd like to speak to Mindy, it's 576-7798. You talk about how we are born, that hate is learned. And this year, there's something really intriguing going on within the foundation. You have invited two...
Reformed
is the word. I keep wanting to say two white supremacists.
Right, and they are reformed.
They are two former supremacists, to Kansas City. They will be speaking tonight, and I know you met with them this morning. I have so many questions. Where does that type of hate that could drive someone to do something so awful in the name of hate, where does that hate come from? And we will talk about that when we come right back. You're listening to Dana and Parks.
Finding myself behind the wheel of a fantastic Subaru Forester. I absolutely love this car. And I'm reminded every day of, like, something I didn't know about it. This morning, I was in traffic. I had looked down. We were at a stoplight. I had looked down at my phone for a second, and then it alerted me, doo-doo, the car in front of you is moving. I'm like, oh, well, beat's getting honked at, I'll tell you that right now. Both a Latham Kia and a Latham Subaru have an A-plus rating from the Better Business Bureau, and it is a rating well-earned. Every Latham Kia comes with a lifetime warranty, and if it's gadgets and options you like, Kia's got more for the money, more bang for your buck. Heated and cooled seats, panoramic sunroof, heated steering wheel, Apple CarPlay. When it comes to safety, Kia and Subaru are some of the safest around. In fact, according to Forbes, Subaru and Kia took all four categories in the small car competition. Bill George, who owns both, is a pillar in our community and has worked with local charities for years, been a strong supporter of St. Jude's for more than 30 years. Online at OlathaSubaru.com and OlathaKia.com.
Welcome back. Our guest today is my friend Mindy Corporon. During this fabulous 7 days of Kindness Week in Kansas City, it is the fifth year that we are all celebrating faith and love and kindness and understanding. And I want to get to that, Mindy, understanding about where hate in this country comes from and how that hate can drive people to do just unspeakable things. So you decided to invite two reformed white supremacists to speak tonight in Kansas City. When did you come to the conclusion that that was something you wanted to do? And how difficult was that for you, knowing that you lost your son and your father and Terry Lamanno to someone who subscribed to these beliefs? Oops, sorry. There you go.
Okay, now I'm on. I didn't know I was in charge of
sorry,
my button.
Sorry, you're not.
Okay. I think it's an interesting story, and you know how faithful I am. So I get messages. So I know I get messages, and when I say that, I mean I get messages from heaven, God, Reed, my dad. So when I say messages, that's what I mean. And in November of 2017, Jason Kander, who has a podcast. I know Jason and his wife, and they asked me to do a podcast at that time. They asked if I wanted to do a podcast on the rise in white supremacism. And in November, I said no. I didn't want anything to do with it. Because 7 days, as you said, is about kindness. And after the murders, I went as far away from hate as I could, and I went all the way to kindness and understanding. So they approached me, and they said, would you be interested in doing this? And I said no. And they were totally respectful. So Diana was like, don't worry about it. And then in May of 2018, right after last year's 7 days, three separate people sent me material in different genres of three separate reformed white supremacists in the month of May. And I finally said, okay, God, what's going on? Like, you know, the Kanders kind of opened the door, mm-hmm. and I closed it. And then in May, it got swung wide open. And a board member in particular, Irv Robinson, and he is Jewish, and he's been a great friend for 26 years. He sent me Christian P. Cellini's TED Talk on a link. And then someone else sent me a book of someone else, and someone else sent me a podcast, and I got all this material. So when I clicked on that link and I listened to Christian P. Cellini, I realized that I was being put in a different path, and I needed to pay attention. And that's what I have learned since the shooting is, there are things going on around us that sometimes we need to pay more attention to. And so I reached out to Christian, and he emailed me back, and he said, how can I help you? He said, I know about your shooting. I know the shooter. He didn't use the shooter's name because I told him in the email, I do not use the shooter's name. And he said, I respect that. I know who he is. I know about the shooting. And he said, how can I help you? And my message back to him was, I don't even know if I want to be talking to you.
Right.
And I said, I don't even know if I want to be talking to you. And I have no idea if there's anything you can help me with. But I explained to him, I said, these three people got introduced to me. And so I'm reaching out because I feel like that's what I'm being asked to do. And
but Mindy, how hard was that? Because I think as, you know, certainly as a mother and a daughter, I would have immediate negative, even maybe hateful feelings towards someone who shared those beliefs, even at one point, mm-hmm. they are reformed white supremacists, I would have immediate negative red flashing lights going off. I don't want to talk to this person.
I did. I had all of that. I didn't want to read the book. Somebody gave me the book by Frank Mink, and it's a really very difficult book to read. And then someone else sent me a podcast about Derek Black, who has renounced white supremacism. And his dad is Joe Black, who created Stormfront, a very, very popular, unfortunately, hate website. And so I didn't want to reach out to them. I didn't want to do a podcast for Jason Kander and Diana, who I adore them. And I said no. But when all three of them were introduced to me in 30 days, Dana, you have to say, what is God? What is the energy? What is the universe trying to tell me to do? So I stepped into that. But see, my heart was opened after the murders to that messaging. And so that's what leads me into a lot of directions. So I stepped in not knowing. So I messaged him. He messaged me back. We talked on July 5th live. We were in the car driving and he was in Chicago, and we talked for about an hour and 15 minutes, and here's what happened. At the end of the conversation, and I had read his whole book before we talked.
You read it?
I read the whole book. And at the end of the conversation, he said to me, I am so thankful that you had the courage to reach out to me. He said, because I know I didn't personally damage your life, but I did personally damage your life. And he said, but my story is not complete without you. He said, you're a victim. And when you say to me that I can help other people, he said, then I know I can help other people. And that's what he's spending his time doing. And that's what Shannon is spending her time doing. They're explaining to parents and youth, this is how dangerous it is if you get sucked in. And then they're helping people get out of it if they're already in it.
Let me ask you something. Did you like him after your conversation?
It's so interesting. When I read his book, I don't like him at all. I do not like at all who he was. Any parent reading that book is going to be appalled.
It's called White American Youth.
I mean, it's so hard to read that book and think of yourself or as a parent of a 14-year-old girl that he's, you know, trashing, or a black teen that he's against and fighting. And it's really hard to read. But now that I've met him and talked to him, I know that he is so regretful and has remorse. And there's no way he can go back and help all the people that he hurt. But all he can do is go forward and help new people.
So Christian Piccolini and Shannon Martinez are your guests tonight. They have been out of the movement how long?
20 years each.
They've been out 20 years.
At least. Yeah, I know 20 for sure.
So when we come back, I want to talk about how did they get in? And there are people listening thinking, well, this doesn't happen here. But if there's anyone sitting here right now that will tell you this does happen here, it's you, Mindy.
Yes, it happens. It happens here. It happens everywhere.
And the name of this, event tonight?
The name of the event is called Is Your Neighbor a White Supremacist? Because somebody's neighbor could be a white supremacist, and because they try to look normal, they try to fit in with the mainstream. And Christian will talk about that, about their recruiting methods, that they are recruiting right now. They're recruiting all over the place via gaming, via the internet. They're trolling people who are marginalized and lonely and looking for belonging.
All right, we're going to talk more about that. We're going to talk about the internet. And if you want to text a question to Mindy at 22980, we will look at those and be back with your thoughts straight ahead. Time now to break for the news. Here's Kara Markser.
An arrest made in a deadly hit and run in Gladstone. That's next. 2:30 in Kansas City from the KMBZ newsroom. I'm Kara Markser. Gladstone police say they've arrested a man in connection to a hit and run in a thrift store parking lot. Formal charges are pending. Police say 36-year-old James Pettyjohn was hit by a pickup truck at the Arc thrift store Tuesday night. He died from his injuries. A woman was also hit. Officers are still looking for the pickup truck involved.
Authorities in Louisiana announcing today they've taken into custody 21-year-old Holden Matthews for allegedly setting fires at three churches. The father of the suspect is a deputy in the St. Landry Parish Sheriff's Office. Sheriff Bobby Gutierrez says the dad didn't help solve the case, but he did facilitate Matthews' arrest.
He helped to facilitate the arrest to get the suspect away from home so that he wouldn't be injured in the event that we had to maybe use force to go to his residence to get him.
Matthews' motive isn't clear, but officials say Matthews was possibly linked to a genre of music called black metal, which has an associated history with church burnings in other parts of the world. We'll check traffic and weather together next.
Dana right here for my guys at CM Mose and Son. And boy, do I have something to tell you. They are offering a free Royal Caribbean cruise right now. 5 nights for two people. And all you have to do is make a qualifying install purchase of an air conditioner and a heating system. A free cruise, 5 nights for two people. And listen to this. There's no strings with this. There's no expiration dates on the cruise. The cruise is available year-round. It is fully transferable. And that never happens. It is fully transferable. All fees, taxes, and gratuities are included, and you can upgrade if you want to. Only my guys at CM Mose & Son are doing this when you make a qualifying install purchase right now, but that deal is not going to last forever. Remember, heating, cooling, electric, and everything generator. My guys at CM Mose & Son have been doing it for more than 65 years. Give them a call now. Ask about that Royal Caribbean cruise. If you're in the market to upgrade the system in your home anyway, do it now, and you're going to get a free cruise 5 nights for two people. 816-781-4707 is the number to call. 816-781-4707 or cmmoseandson.com.
Temperatures have been a fall, and behind that front, we're going to try to rebound back up to about 60 or so this afternoon with some breaks in the clouds and that blustery southwesterly wind up to and over 40 miles per hour. And then we're falling to the mid-30s for tonight under a partly cloudy sky and still that gusty wind. Sunny through Friday, the high mid-50s. Now, dry weather on Saturday, a mix of clouds and sun, the high 55. Rainy weather in the forecast Saturday night and some showers early Sunday. I'm staff meteorologist Jennifer Naramore, KMBZ Weather.
It's 52 at KCI, 58 in Warrensburg, 53 right now at your official weather station. KMBZ is now on radio.com. Download the app and take us everywhere you go. Kara Marks, our news, 98.1 KMBZ.
So Mindy Corporon is our guest today during this 7 days week of kindness in Kansas City. And when we're talking about kindness, it might seem odd that you have invited two reformed white supremacists to Kansas City to speak this evening. And where is that event, just if people want to go?
Yes, the event this evening.
Mike again, Rod. We'll get this by
I'm
three.
I'm so sorry.
The event this evening is at the Church of the Resurrection, so in Leawood. And it's like, I don't have the address memorized, but...
It's 133rd and Row.
Yeah, 13720 Row, thanks. And the doors open at 6, and the program starts at 6:30.
And is there room if people would like to go?
Yes, I would assume so. Last I looked, we had about 500 registered, and I think the room holds 1,000.
Okay, so these two reform white supremacists, they knew each other through the movement, Shannon Martinez and Christian Piccolini. And I said this to you off the air. I'm going to word it a little bit differently because I feel like people listening might be thinking the same thing. Off the air, I said to you, I tend to paint with a pretty broad brush when it comes to these types of people and groups. And I make assumptions about what their life looked like growing up, the home environment they were in, probably grew up hearing the N-word from mom and dad. What have you learned about those assumptions that so many of us make?
Right. And just so you know, I had the same assumptions because the shooter fit that. The shooter talked about that in his testimony, that he was raised with hate. So I was interviewed. It's on tape. It's recorded that I said people are raised with hate. So I believe that as well until I saw Christian's TED Talk and then met him and then have now met Shannon. And they were in good households. They both came from families that were hardworking, good families. Christian in particular is an Italian immigrant. His parents immigrated with his grandparents, and they loved him and they cared for him. They worked a lot, and he felt very lonely, and he felt like he didn't belong because he was going back and forth between grandparents and parents, and they lived far enough apart at that time that he didn't have a good, solid foundation for himself.
Where do I belong?
Where do I belong? So his friend groups were scattered because he kept going from one house to another house, and I'm not explaining it as well as he does in the book, but he didn't have a good childhood, he would say, because he felt like his parents ignored him because they were working all the time. And he thought they were ignoring him and working all the time because they didn't like him.
And their parents have both said, we did not raise them with hate. We did not raise them, you know, we weren't going to Klan meetings on the weekends.
Right, right. So Derek Black, who is not one of our speakers, was raised with hate. His dad, Joe Black, and his mom, and his godparent is David Duke. So he will tell you he was raised with hate, but actually Derek Black will say they never said the N-word, you know, that they did it in a very clean way, that they decided they didn't like blacks and Jews in a clean way without being derogatory. Whereas Christian wasn't raised that way, but he was convinced by someone else at the age of 14 that that his white race was going to be demolished, that his white race was facing genocide. And they empowered Christian and gave him purpose, and they gave him belonging, and they gave him what we might call love at a, you know, to a 14-year-old young man.
We hear this from the gang people who have gotten out of gangs.
Yes.
This became my family.
This became his family. And they manipulated him. They built him up. They told him how fantastic he was and that his, you know, heritage was so smart and powerful and important, and that blacks and Jews were trying to take that away from him. So first they built him up, told him how fantastic he was, and then they said, oh, but these blacks and Jews are trying to take this away from you, and all the, you know, maybe Hispanics, and so we need to fight them. We need to go fight against them. And he was looking so much for somewhere to belong that he believed them. Hook, line, and sinker, he will tell you that.
And what's terrifying about that, Mindy, is for these two and their journey, and they've been out of that movement for 20 years, this came right before the internet. They didn't even have the internet to recruit these guys.
Right. For him, it was in 1987, and he was recruited in an alley by, you know, a guy that lived in the neighborhood, who, and he respected one of the other guy's friends, so he thought that this was a good group to be with.
So he spoke with a group today out in the Blue Valley School District. You said he's tattooed all over, but he has covered the swastikas and other hateful images on his body. I said to you also during the break, like, is this really happening in Shawnee Mission or Lee's Summit or Blue Valley? And again, here we go with these kind of broad assumptions. You say it is.
It is happening. And that's what's frightening, is that it is happening and it can happen. And that's why I want parents to understand that we need to pay attention to our children. We need to pay attention to the hours that they might be watching video games or on gaming online, because Christian knows for sure that kids are being solicited on gaming systems. He knows that people who are maybe more marginalized and feeling left out at school, when they go and they escape into their gaming room, or they escape, like we used to escape maybe into a video arcade,
right?
We had to go to an arcade. He said that's where they're attacking these kids in a very subtle way. And it's grooming. You know, we talk about sexual abusers and how sexual abusers will groom. And that's exactly what the white supremacists or white power or alt-right, and Christian and Shannon will both tell you, call it anything you want. Put a pretty bow on it. It is white supremacy. It is racism. It is against Jews and blacks and minorities. And it's hateful, and it's ruined them. They both said it ruined us for the time we were in it. It destroyed us. And then here's how they got out. Compassion. So other people gave them compassion. Christian's story in particular, he opened a record store to sell white power music. But he knew he couldn't only sell white power music or he'd get kicked out of that neighborhood. So he sold, you know, all different genres. He said, I'd never actually met a black person that had talked to me. He said, I'd only beaten them up before, and black people would come in to get music and they would talk to him, even though he was all tatted up.
Right.
And he said Jews would come in and gays would come in and they would talk to him, and he built friendships. And all of a sudden he started thinking, why have I been hating them? I never even knew them. But he believed someone else's ideology. And so it started really weighing on his heart that he should not be hating these people, because now they were being friendly to him and offering him compassion and empathy.
How did she get out?
Can I tell you how she got in?
Please.
So Shannon will talk tonight about the fact that she lied to her parents, went to a friend's house. They left the friend's house and went to a party. She drank and she was raped by two men at the age of 14. And she ignored this story. The story she told herself was that she lost her virginity at the age of 14. She did not tell herself until 10 years later, I was assaulted. And the rage in her was seeking the rage in others. Mm-hmm. So that's how she got in. And then how she got out was a boyfriend's mom saw her as a human, saw her as a hurting person, and gave her compassion and helped give her direction. And she says, I like her quote, she'll say, this mom gave me the space to look at my life from a different perspective and gave me the tools to use to address the trauma.
What is the wider lesson here for all of us? If people are listening and thinking, okay, I've done some things I'm not proud of, but I'm certainly not a white supremacist. What is the wider lesson in your last 5 years for everyone when we're talking about these difficult subjects?
Wow, that's a hard question. I would say that there's so much that we have in common and we forget. We forget that we have things in common. Like, you're racing here today and you're not feeling well and you're trying to get here to do your show. And maybe when you greeted me, maybe you would have come across, you know, like, I'm really rushed and da-da-da-da-da. And maybe I could have taken offense to that. And I didn't, but maybe I could have taken offense mm-hmm. and thought, why is Dana so rushed? You know, what's wrong with me? We tell ourselves stories in our head that hurt ourselves. We hurt ourselves more almost than anything else. And then once we've hurt ourselves, we hurt others. Yeah. And I just say hurt people hurt. And so if someone is lashing out at me, if I have the time, I should take the time and have compassion and say, why are you lashing out at me?
Yeah.
Let's just talk about that. Why are they? And if you can't talk to them, you can say, you know, to someone else, why do you think they're lashing out at me? Or if you have a student that is so angry, my gosh, what's going on in their home before they show up for school? Or what's going on in their home before they show up for work? And pay attention to them and see them. We want to be seen and we want to be noticed. And so many times we just walk by people and don't even pay attention to them.
Right.
I think that makes a difference.
Our guest is Mindy Corporon. The event is tonight at Church of the Resurrection. I do believe there are slots available. What is the website, Mindy, if people want to go and look? There are all kinds of different events. I'm walking Monday. I would love for everyone listening to join me and sign up for that walk, because that is going to be amazing as well.
Our website is give7days.org, giveseven days.org, and all registrations are easy to get to. There's like one click for mm-hmm. registrations.
It's easy. I could even do it. If I can do it, everyone listening can do it. We're back with more of your questions and more of our conversation with Mindy straight ahead. Stick with us. Hey, call my folks at Seal Once KC and do it now. Spring has finally sprung. It is time to start thinking about all of those outdoor areas around and in your house, your deck, your patio, your driveway. They will come out and clean and seal and permanently protect all of those areas. And they do it with that clear, penetrating, permanent sealant. You're going to love it. We have it in our basement bedroom they're getting ready to do. We have it on our garage floor. They will do all of those things for you and really spruce up the areas that, if you're like me, I've been really, really neglecting over the last several months because we had such an awful, awful winter. Give them a call. Get on the schedule now. Mention Dana for 20% off. The number's 816-942-3927, 816-942-3927, or always online. Go to sealoncekc.com. Seal it and forget it at sealoncekc.com.
Concrete. Ooh.
Welcome back to Dana and Parks. Scott is off today. We'll be back tomorrow. We are right in the middle of 7 days, make a ripple, change the world. And what is today's focus? Please remind me, because I love every single day, but I need reminding because there are seven fabulous days. Others.
Today is Others Day.
I miss love. I'm wearing my love t-shirt. Love was yesterday.
Today is Others.
Today is Others.
The order is love, discover, others, connect, you, go, onward. Those are our themes.
If anyone listening today wants to do something, just it can be a little something to make our world a better place. Someone just quoted on the text line, and I appreciate it. If you can't do great things, do small great things. What would they do on the Others Day today?
They would try to get to know someone that they would consider an other. So it's super easy to think of who's the other. So many people go to restaurants, I'll just name like, you know, a McDonald's or a Starbucks or something where we're in and out and we're in and out. Do you look at the person that is serving you? Do you give them a tip? Do you tell them thank you? Do you ask them their name? If they have a name tag on, or you could even say, hey, my name, I'd say, hey, my name is Mindy, what's your name? So start with your name, you know, say, I'll say that, my name is Mindy, what's your name? Rather than just like, hey, what's your name?
Yeah.
Because they might think you're attacking them when right? you say it that way. But get to know someone who you would think might be an other that you wouldn't normally associate with. And
because they're all around us and we drive by every day. I think about, you know, outside of the Walmart, the three homeless people who are standing there. And I've wondered, what is their story? Why are they here? Mm-hmm. But do you stop and ask, why are you here? And I think for most people, the answer is no.
Right, right. Well, because it's scary. You don't know what they might do. And we've kind of been conditioned to, you know, not help them, that they should go seek help at a location or at a facility, and that it's not our responsibility.
With other people.
And I'm not asking someone to go help that homeless person in particular and get them a hotel room or food or something like that. But what you can do is say, my name's Dana, what's your name? And if he says, my name's Ralph, I just made him a man. So my name's Ralph. And you can say, Ralph, I'm just thinking about you today. And then see where it goes. It may go nowhere. He may just say, thank you. You know, or it may go somewhere. I don't know. But, you know, just, and it doesn't have to be that kind of person. It could be the checkout person at, you know, Price Chopper or Hen House. Do you look people in the eye and do you say thank you and do you give appreciation? And we just need to have more kindness
because
with one another.
We're all conditioned, are we not, for some reason to stay within our bubble.
Absolutely.
I'm very safer. Comfortable in my bubble. I like it right here.
Yes.
Or maybe right here, but I don't like it over there.
Right.
Why is that?
Because it's safer. We feel more comfortable there. So we're asking you to meet someone who is other than you and get outside of your comfort zone. Because if we don't, you're only going to know what you know. You're not going to know what they know. You're not going to learn something new. Yesterday was Discover, and I went to an event in Gladstone that's called Vital Conversations, and I was so pleasantly surprised. It was a really large group of people, white, black, both genders. Lots of great conversation. We were talking about my cousin Yvette's book, Something Beautiful Happened, and we were talking about 7 days. And I learned so much from them. And I said to them, you know, you all have built a tribe. And if I saw all of you standing together, I never would have put you together as a group.
Right.
But they were all so diverse, but yet they came together to learn from one another. When we stay with our own group and we don't go outside of that, then we're only going to know what we know. We're not going to learn anything else. And if that's how people want to stay safe, you know, then stay there. But I think that you need to get to know the other, and that helps us grow as a community. It helps us grow as humans and helps us grow as a community. And it will help the other generations below us understand that we all have to live together.
All right, Kansas City, go find your other today. Everyone go find another, even if it's just to say hello. I absolutely love it. Thank you for joining us today. Remind people where to go if they would like to sign up for the walk. You do want people to register for the walk.
Yes, I want people to register for the walk. And I know it's a little chilly today in Kansas City, but I have already looked at the weather. Mm-hmm. I've looked at it every day. Monday, 70 degrees and sunny. 70 and sunny. So please come to the World War I Museum. They can register at give7days.org, giveseven days.org. And we've got the cutest shirts. Well, okay, my guys might not like cute, but
you've got great merch.
We've got great merchandise, and so it'll be a fun community event.
I will see you Monday. I cannot wait. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thanks
today,
so much,
Mindy.
Dana.
Our guest, Mindy Corporon. We will put that up on podcast later if you'd like to share it, or if there's something you want to go back and listen to, go find your other today, Kansas City. I absolutely love that idea. Time now to go to the news. Here's Kara Marxer.
Happening now on KMBZ, a former Democratic White House staffer faces charges. That's next.
These days in a Subaru Forester. I love this car. Recently, I was in a Kia Sportage. Love that one, too. When you're looking for a new car, you want comfort, you want safety, and you want affordability. And I guarantee you get all three when you shop at Olathe Kia and Olathe Subaru. Both have an A-plus rating from the Better Business Bureau. And every Olathe Kia comes with a lifetime warranty. If it's gadgets and options that you like, and we all do, Kia's got more for the money, more bang for your buck. And right now at Olathe Kia, they're trying out something new. It's called Olathe Kia Direct, where they bring the car to you. It's an all-new, time-saving test drive experience with a new Kia delivered straight to your front door. All you have to do is go to their website for more information. I'll give you that in just a moment. When it comes to safety, folks, Kia and Subaru are some of the safest around. And right now at Olathe Subaru, you can buy or lease with $0 down payment. Online at OlatheSubaru.com and OlatheKia.com.
Thanks for listening to the Dana and Parks podcast. Remember, you can catch us online anytime at KMBZ.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.